Good evening. I'm Adrian Sala, and you're listening to Wikisleep. Before I tuck into this episode on Patrick Swayze, I am again giving you a quick update on the Wikisleep app. As I've mentioned, it's very close to being released, with a few final approvals happening on the development side. To be completely transparent, because why not, the Apple approval is taking longer than expected, with some sort of bug on their end preventing the final green light. It has been elevated to some Kafkaesque level of support, but at this stage, it's sitting idle, just waiting to be released into the world. That could happen tomorrow, or the next day, or next week, but I promise you, it is coming soon. And as ever, I appreciate all your support in listening to the podcast, and I'm excited for this phase of Wikisleep to be wrapping up. If you haven't already signed up to get access to the app, please visit wikisleep.com, where you can add your name to the list of folks who will be the first to know when it's live. Anyhow, I'm going to take a deep breath with you tonight, and I hope you enjoy the episode on Patrick Swayze, an American actor, dancer, and singer, known for playing lead roles, particularly as romantic, tough, and comedic characters. Patrick Wayne Swayze was born on August 18, 1952, in Houston, Texas. His mother, Patsy, was a dancer, choreographer, and dance instructor, and his father, Jesse, was an engineering draftsman. He had an older sister named Vicky, two younger brothers, Don and Sean, and a young sister named Bambi. Until he was 20, Swayze lived in the Oak Forest neighborhood of Houston, where he attended St. Rose of Lima Catholic School. During his youth, he pursued multiple artistic and athletic skills, such as ice skating, classical ballet, and acting in school plays. He also played football and was hoping to receive a scholarship for college until a knee injury ended his career. At the same time, he practiced martial arts such as wushu, taekwondo, and aikido, which he used to channel what he called his self-deprecating rage. In 1972, Swayze moved to New York City to complete his formal dance training at the Harkness Ballet and Joffrey Ballet Schools. His first professional appearance was as a dancer for the Disney theatrical group in a show called Disney on Parade. He then starred in the role of Danny Zuko in one of the replacement casts for the long-running Broadway production of Grease. In 1979, he made his film debut as Ace in Skate Town, USA. At the height of the popularity of disco, he starred in a Pabst Blue Ribbon commercial. Following that, he appeared in a poignant MASH episode called Blood Brothers in 1981 as Private Sturgis, whose wounds are minor, but who was found to be terminally ill with cancer. The same year, he appeared in the TV movie Return of the Rebels with Barbara Eden, and then in 1983 had a brief stint on the short-lived TV series The Renegades, playing a gang leader named Bandit. Swayze became better known in the film industry after appearing in the film The Outsiders as the older brother of C. Thomas Howell and Rob Lowe. The year was 1983, and that same year, he played a United States Marine Corps trainer in a Vietnam rescue film, Uncommon Valor, with Gene Hackman. The following year, Swayze, Howell, and Howell's friend and fellow Outsiders actor, Darren Dalton, reunited in Red Dawn, along with Jennifer Grey, who would go on to star alongside him in Dirty Dancing. His first major dramatic success was in the 1985 television miniseries North and South, set during the American Civil War. Then, in 1987, Swayze starred in Dirty Dancing, which was a low-budget movie planned for only a one-week release, after which it was to go to video. He played resort dance instructor Johnny Castle alongside Jennifer Grey. The story enabled Swayze to dance and romance Grey, as well as showcase his professional dance training. In addition to acting and dancing, Swayze co-composed and sang one of the songs on the soundtrack for Dirty Dancing called She's Like the Wind. The song became a top 10 hit that has since been covered by other artists. Dirty Dancing's coming-of-age story became a surprise hit, and then achieved enormous international success. It was the first film ever to sell 1 million copies on video, and it eventually earned over $250 million worldwide. He received a Golden Globe Award nomination for the role. After Dirty Dancing, Swayze found himself in high demand and appeared in several films, including Roadhouse in 1989 with Sam Elliott, Ben Gazzara, and Kelly Lynch. In the early 1990s, Swayze starred as Sam Wheat in the romance thriller film Ghost, opposite Demi Moore, Whoopi Goldberg, and Tony Goldwyn. Ghost was the highest-grossing film of the year and earned positive reviews from critics. It was nominated for the Academy Award for Best Picture, and Swayze earned another Golden Globe nomination for his acting. Before the film, it was Swayze who convinced the producers to hire Goldberg, and she thanked him in her acceptance speech when she won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress. In the following year, Swayze starred alongside young blood castmate Keanu Reeves in another major action hit, Point Break. And in 1991, People magazine named him the sexiest man alive. For his contributions to the film industry, Swayze was given a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1997. But that year, in May, while filming HBO's Letter from a Killer near Lone, California, he was injured when he fell from a horse and hit a tree. Both of his legs were broken, and he suffered 4 detached tendons in his shoulder. Filming was suspended for 2 months. The film aired in 1998, and Swayze slowly recovered from his injuries, but he had trouble resuming his career until 2000, when he co-starred in Forever Lulu with Melanie Griffith. In 2001, he appeared in the film Donnie Darko, where he played a famous motivational speaker revealed to be a secret pedophile. While not a major mainstream success, the film obtained a cult following. After Donnie Darko, he co-starred with Billy Bob Thornton and Charlize Theron in Waking Up in Reno, which focuses on 2 redneck couples taking a road trip from Little Rock to Reno to see a monster truck rally. In 2003, Swayze co-produced and also starred in the fictional dance film One Last Dance, along with his real-life wife, Lisa Niemi. The story revolves around an actual dance production, Without a Word, which was choreographed by Alonzo King. Swayze and Niemi also produced the film, starred in it, and composed some of the music. On July 27, 2006, Swayze made his debut in London's West End in the musical Guys and Dolls as Nathan Detroit, alongside Neil Jurczyk, and remained in the role through to November 25th. His previous appearances on the Broadway stage included productions of Good Time Charlie in 1975 and Chicago. He also provided the voice for Cash, the country music band Dog, in The Fox and the Hound 2 in 2006. And in 2007, he starred in the film Christmas in Wonderland. In 2008, he played an aging rock star in Powder Blue, co-starring with his younger brother, Don, in their first film together. In his final role, Swayze starred as FBI agent Charles Barker in the A&E FBI drama The Beast, which was filmed in Chicago. Sadly, Swayze was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer shortly after filming the pilot episode, but he continued working on the show while receiving treatment. The Beast premiered on January 15, 2009, and ran for one season. Reviewer Alan Sepinwall wrote, "When you watch Swayze in The Beast, you realize that this is the best performance of his career. That the opportunity to play a part like this, and to play it as well as he is, may be fueling his ability to keep fighting against the cancer. And you realize, in an odd silver lining, that the cancer may in turn be fueling the performance." Swayze was married to Lisa Niemi for 34 years from June 12, 1975 until his death. They met in 1970 when Swayze was 18 years old. Niemi, 14 years old at the time, was taking dance lessons from Swayze's mother. He said that Niemi was the inspiration for his song, "She's Like the Wind." Swayze said he loved looking into various belief systems and faiths, how it matters to other people, and how respecting other religious teachings are important to him. In a 1989 interview, he said, "I've always felt there was something different in there, my personality, but I was scared to look, for fear I wouldn't find anything. That's the reason I got into Soka Gakkai Buddhism, and earlier in life took EST training, was into therapy, into transcendental meditation. I was trying to support that side of myself, but, you know, in Texas, there isn't much support for that part of you. I finally found what I was looking for in the Soka Gakkai tradition of Buddhist practice." Following his father's death, Swayze publicly recounted his battle with alcoholism for 10 years. He entered rehab treatment in the 1990s, and after recovery, he temporarily withdrew from show business, staying on his ranches in California and Las Vegas, New Mexico, to breed Arabian horses. His best-known horse was Tamon, a chestnut Arabian stallion. Swayze, who was a licensed pilot with an instrument rating, made the news on June 1st in the year 2000. While flying with his dogs in his twin-engine Cessna from Van Nuys, California to Las Vegas. His plane developed a pressurization problem, forcing him to make a precautionary landing on a dirt road in a housing complex in Prescott Valley, Arizona. When he came down, the plane's right wing struck a light pole, but he and the dogs were unharmed. According to the police report, witnesses said that Swayze appeared to be extremely intoxicated and asked for help to remove evidence from the crash site, an open bottle of wine and a 30-pack of beer. He made himself unavailable to police for several hours, but it was later determined that the alcohol in question was not in the cabin, but stored in external storage compartments inaccessible in flight. The probable cause of the accident was Swayze's physical impairment due to the cumulative effects of carbon monoxide from engine exhaust byproducts, carbon monoxide from heavy tobacco use, and the loss of an undetermined amount of cabin pressure resulting in hypoxia. On December 27, 2006, Swayze and Niemi, who was also a licensed pilot, experienced a second incident while flying together en route to their New Mexico ranch. During the climb from their Origin airport, they experienced a loss of power followed by a total failure of their right engine. Niemi, who was in the pilot seat for the flight, successfully landed the plane in Van Nuys. In late December 2007, just after filming the pilot episode for The Beast, Swayze began to suffer a burning feeling in his stomach caused by a blockage of his bile ducts. Three weeks later, in mid-January 2008, he was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. He traveled to the Stanford University Medical Center for chemotherapy and treatment with the experimental drug vatalinib, which doctors hope would cut off the blood supply to the tumor. On March 5th, a Reuters article reported that Swayze has a very limited amount of disease, and he appears to be responding well to treatment thus far. His doctor confirmed that the actor was diagnosed with cancer, but insisted he was not as close to death as reports suggested. Despite repeated tabloid claims that his death was imminent, Swayze continued to actively pursue his career. In early May 2008, it was widely reported in a number of tabloids that Swayze underwent surgery to remove part of his stomach after the cancer spread. Reports also stated that he rewrote his will, transferring his property to his wife. In a statement made on May 28th, Swayze said he continued to respond well to treatment at Stanford University Medical Center. That same month, he was seen at an LA Lakers basketball game, his first public appearance since his diagnosis. In September 2008, he appeared on the ABC, NBC, and CBS simulcast of Stand Up to Cancer to appeal to the general public for donations for the initiative. He said to a standing ovation, "I dream that the word cure will no longer be followed by the words it's impossible. Together we can make a world where cancer no longer means living with fear, without hope, or worse." After the show ended, he remained on stage and talked to other cancer patients. Executive producer Laura Siskin, herself battling advanced breast cancer, which would claim her own life, said, "He said a beautiful thing. I'm just an individual living with cancer. That's how he wants to be thought of. He's in a fight, but he's a fighter." In an interview with Barbara Walters, which aired in January 2009, he admitted that he had a tiny little mass in his liver, but told Walters that he wanted the media to report that he was kicking it. When Walters asked if he was using any holistic or alternative methods of treatment besides chemotherapy, he said he was using some Chinese herbs, but cautioned that they weren't a cure-all. On January 9th, he was hospitalized with pneumonia. The pneumonia was said to be a complication of chemotherapy for his cancer. On January 16th, he was released from the hospital to rest at home with his wife. Then, on April 19th, 2009, doctors informed him that the cancer had again metastasized to his liver. He had been a heavy smoker for 40 years, and he once admitted to smoking 60 cigarettes a day. He believed that his chain smoking probably had something to do with the development of his disease, but continued to smoke cigarettes while undergoing treatment for cancer. On September 14th, 2009, Swayze died with his family at his side, 20 months after his first diagnosis. His body was cremated and his ashes were scattered over his New Mexico ranch. Patrick Swayze was just 57 years old when he died.